On this episode of We're No Damn Experts, Rebecca and Madi walk you through our claims to fames and tell you about the best of this damn town.
Best damn podcast, the best damn town. You want to get up, get ready to get down.
Welcome to the greatest damn town in Montana, Great Falls. I'm Madi.
I'm Rebecca.
And we're no damn experts. So on episode 6 of We're No Damn Experts, we were going to do the River's Edge Trail.
Now, let me clarify. We did the River's Edge Trail.
However, I don't know if you were able to see the video of episode 5, Mermaids. Yes, Virginia, we have mermaids. Mm-hmm. Rebecca was on a swivel chair and she loved life.
So swivel chairs are the best, and I'm going to make the official request. I need not just a swivel chair, but one with rollers in our actual podcast studio.
Are you making that request to me, Rebecca? Because I'm just going to forward it up to my boss, which might be in the same room as us. So Rebecca was loving life and the best atmosphere for her on the podcast with that swivel chair. And then we come back to our podcast studio, which is great. We fell in love with it. But then Rebecca's on this stationary chair, lost all energy, hope, will to podcast. So that's why episode 6, we're going to probably save it for a Christmas special with the unreleased episodes.
Guys, it just wasn't the quality we wanted to be able to produce for you. And if we're nothing, if not professionals when it comes to podcasting. And so we just couldn't in good conscience release that as your Thanksgiving week episode.
No, and partly because we were only doing the overview of the River's Edge Trail, and we each wanted to dive deeper into different areas of it, but we couldn't. We thought we would get too intense or too many details and would take away from the introductionary episode. So we're going to have to do that one a little bit later. But today, we're going to share with you the best of this damn town.
We recorded the mermaid episode in the Sip and Dip. And as we were recording, we mentioned all the fun things like Montana's best tiki drink and the number one bar worth flying for and a few other major notorieties, and came to us in an epiphany. You know, Great Falls has many more claims, such as
this podcast.
Right.
Well, Rebecca, this is a little special treat I want to say for you.
Oh, yeah.
Can you guess how many podcasts Montana has?
I'm going to go with 5.
There are over 310 podcasts from Montana. They're active throughout the years, but many of them still are active.
And I would have never guessed that many podcasts.
They are on
here. I thought this was a new idea for us.
There's tons of ideas from news to murder mysteries, trails of the week. You name it, Montana podcasts have it. So I want you to guess the ranking of our podcasts among that 312.
Man, I want to be positive and outlook and be excited, but...
Well, I'll give you a hint. If Taylor Swift were singing it, she would sing you that she's feeling something.
She's feeling in love? No, she's always in heartbreak.
She's feeling 22.
22?
Yes, that would be us. And we haven't even been out for a month.
Holy crap. So I am going to share, I have an unnatural affiliation to the number 22.
Really?
It was my basketball number.
Okay, mine was 52.
I had a friend that was 52, but...
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me. My basketball number was 22. I only have 222 Facebook friends and will ever only have that because I don't think I know enough people to get to 2,222.
But 22 out of 312.
That's awesome.
So we're really happy that you guys are liking us, or maybe you're just listening to make fun of us. Either way, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So if you are in Canada and you are listening, can you please let us know? We had some comments on our Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/Great Falls Montana Tourism. And a gentleman from Canada commented on our Sip and Dip video, said, great chat about the Sip and Dip. Can't wait to go there again when the border opens. And our statistics on our other platform where we host our podcast, they're not saying that any Canadian has heard it.
Well, maybe this is the issue. Maybe it's international.
If you're in Canada and listening to the podcast,
give us a shout out.
Send us an email at podcast@visitgreatfalls.org. And we're going to send you a free face mask and a $25 gift card to a partner business.
Oh, that is so nice of you to do.
And to clarify, it's not every Canadian that emails us that they're listening. It's to a number that is unknown. I still have to ask my boss.
I think she'll say okay.
Okay.
It's going to be the most expensive shipping of a mask ever, but it's going to be well worth it.
Well worth it, because we do miss our Canadian visitors. But as Canada thinks of us, we're like the greatest damn town. But well, for good reason. Yes. We used to be the windiest city in America, and Rebecca's probably going to fight me on this.
We still are. It was on Jeopardy.
Based on recent climatology, we haven't been so windy in the last couple years. And based on a daily average of wind speed, we're knocked down to number 5.
5?
I know. But don't worry, we still hold the most drastic change of temperature ever recorded in the United States. January 11th of 1980, we went from negative 32 degrees Fahrenheit to positive 15 degrees Fahrenheit. And get this, 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
We still have a number one claim to fame for weather-wise.
I'm just devastated we're no longer number... You know what? It doesn't matter. It's my podcast. I'm going to say we're number one. People. You'll have to check the podcast notes because people the correct information will be there.
When people still come and we greet our in-market guests, we're still going to tell them that we're pretty darn windy.
Is Chicago number one?
Chicago is not.
Thank goodness. Then I don't care.
I can tell you who's number one, but if anyone in North Dakota wants to reach out, we'll gladly have you on the show.
We'll do an entire podcast episode on wind.
So Great Falls, Montana is a little bit different than other destinations. For a lot of other destinations for leisure travelers, there is a food that they seek out. You know?
Yeah.
So if you go to Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, you're going to want to find the Philly cheesesteak.
Sandwich, yes.
So I went there a few years ago with my husband, and our friend was guiding us around. And we were arguing for hours, where's the best place to go? Couldn't find it. It's getting late. We're lost on the interstate. Finally go to this one place. There's a line out the door for only accept cash. And we get this Philly cheesesteak. It was delicious. But then everyone else we visited with said, that's not the best one. And you go to places like Nolens or New Orleans, and you want to find the best Cajun food. Or is it barbecue in Missouri or North Carolina, Texas? But we're a little bit different here in Montana. And Great Falls specifically, we don't have a claim to fame food where people are seeking out the best dish.
We don't. And actually, I was asked that. We were doing the Greatest of Great Falls effort, and someone's like, well, what is your food? I'm like, we really don't have one, but we are big into beef. Like anything beef, we're pretty good.
I think it's a good thing to not have a number one. One, because you're not like me searching all over, having to do research where I'm going to get this best sandwich.
Just the one place. And there's actually two competing in Philly, but we won't discuss that.
So then you're worried, did I pick the right one?
Right.
Why am I dedicating so much time?
Food.
And I love food. I do. But I think just knowing that there are the best in Great Falls, I can rest easy and know that if I want the number one burger in Montana, and some even say this top 25 in the country, I can go to Roadhouse Diner.
Yeah. Not only that, their burgers change out daily, so you can go every day and get a new burger. Their burger doesn't change out daily. They have a set menu.
they change their specials every 2 weeks, the special burger. However, they do promotions often, and there is times when they only have a burger for one day, like when they did the Commander and Beef.
I know.
So Roadhouse Diner, one of our claim to fame, one of the owners, Tara Bean.
Yes.
She was on a little show. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Guy's Grocery Games?
Yes, that would be the one.
I've heard of it, but our guests probably, or our listeners probably haven't.
Oh, I'm joking. They have. Guy's Grocery Games on Food Network. Tara was on their show. She was scouted for them, and she ended up winning
With a burger.
With a burger.
Yeah, that was one of the episodes, and they had a big viewing party at Roadhouse Diner, which the strangest experience I think you could probably have in Great Falls is heading there, because none of the route there makes sense.
No, it's because it's right near the C.M. Russell Museum as well, right?
It is.
And you're driving there, you're like, am I in a residential area? Am I going through town? Where am I? And then bam.
There it is. The log cabin with the flying pig on the side of it.
You walk
can't
in.
Can't miss it.
You walk in and you're greeted by Tara and her staff. Jason's back there too. And I want to say that Tara is awesome at social media, but she's like that in person too.
Yeah.
Just animated.
What you see is what you get. So be ready for some high energy, some good rockin' burgers, local beef, local potatoes, local bread,
eggs. They highlight their local vendors. And if they can't get it in Great Falls, they then go to Montana owned.
Yep.
And that's why it's so good. But that is just our one claim to fame. Like,
there's many more.
There's so much
more. Especially connected to food.
There has been said in other ways that there are some really good burgers at MT Pints. And I'm going to say, I think they're both good. It might sway you one way or another with fry preference.
Fry, and I'll say it, the micro brews on tap at MT Pints.
We all know that Rebecca loves MT Pints because they have Jeremiah Johnson Brewing Company there and the growlers that are
so a
bobcat blue. You missed it on episode 0. She's in love. And it's a really great atmosphere there, too. Completely different than Roadhouse. Both welcoming. I know MT Bites is a little bit larger, and you're able to have a beer with your burger there.
Here's the deal, listeners. Come to Great Falls and plan to eat at both of them, and then you can rank what you think is the best burger in town.
Oh, I like that idea.
Really, there's no wrong answer.
No. I'm gonna listen to your claim and reasoning why it's number one, and I'm gonna agree with both of them.
Right. Now, MT Pints hasn't yet gotten the certification with a headline of a national news organization like the Roadhouse has, but
we're no damn experts as mentioning it right here, episode 6.
We're showing you why we're not.
And there are other places in Great Falls where I think they don't have the notoriety yet, but they're on their way because they're just so new, like Harvest Craft Kitchen. Can we just give a little bit? Yeah, you heard Rebecca. Harvest Craft Kitchen opened in April of 2020. They're located on Central Avenue near First Street. And let me say this, their sandwiches
are so massive
and magical and amazing. It's so good. We've had friends that went there and said it is the best food that they've had in Montana. You can't get more farm to table than Harvest Craft Kitchen. So when there is the next voting round, expect to see Harvest Craft Kitchen's name on the ballot and announced as a winner. You heard it here first.
We are the predictors of the future right here in Great Falls.
Also located on Central Avenue is another one of our claims to fame, which is the largest dry goods store in Montana.
10,000 square feet of amazing bliss. You've got clothes and shoes and home decor and handbags and jewelry and drinkware and
shoes and baby gifts.
Candles.
Candles. Yes, the candles.
Oh my goodness.
So much can be found at Dragonfly Dry Goods. And it's also a little special stop along near our art.
Well, let me just make the last plug. The thing I love about going to Dragonfly, not only just getting into the door or inside, everything I love there, it's the door. They have these huge, beautiful wooden doors that have the old brass door handle. And I know this is something really strange to get giddy about, but it's just this.
Well, no, isn't it when a consumer walks by a store and they see the open windows and the storefront, they're attracted to the store before they even know really what's all in there, because you can't showcase 10,000 square feet in 4 window panes or 6 may it be. But when you look at Dragonfly Dry Goods and you walk by, you want to go in. That storefront is inviting, and I think it exactly mirrors what's inside. You can expect to be greeted with unique Montana and Great Falls gifts, the candles, the baby decor, the dresses, the hats, the shoes. Everything is there.
Socks.
Socks.
If it's dry, it's there.
Dragonfly Dragons.
So is Central Avenue just the place where we talk about all our claim to fames? Because there is another, there's another business on Central, which is the most German beer per square foot in the world.
I love it when you do your research and I just get all excited. Kellergeist is the best unique experience when it comes to, I'm going to say we haven't officially done it yet, but it's probably the world's smallest bar too.
So Kellergeist Pub Theater is under renovation, as it always has been, but it's kind of a cult following.
It is. It finds its way into your heart.
The first time I went in there, I was, once again, what the heck is going on in Great Falls, Montana? We sit down, my husband and I, and Matt comes over. He's like, what do you want to drink? And he has the menu. I'm like, who is this guy? He sounds German. And he is. And he walked through the menu with me. And I said what I normally like to drink. And he's like, no, try this, try that. And my husband, who says he's not a picky drinker, but he is, finds him the perfect drink. And the fact that Matt's just spent a few minutes with us to let us know which drink that we should have out of the laundry list of beers available really meant a lot to us, because it was a date night. One of our first date nights in a while, and we didn't want to leave. And not only do they have German beer, but their craft cocktails
are amazing. So last year at the Christmas stroll, I walk in and they've got this big feature drink, and Emmy's like, I got this drink, you need to try it. And I said, all right. And I said, what is it? And she tells me it's the Woodpecker. And okay. I'm like, that doesn't really tell me what it is. And she's like, you'll love it. And so she hands me my glass. I drink it. She was right.
Emmy love it. Is.
And now I go there. That's all I drink.
What is the Woodpecker?
What's a drink? It is smoked maple bourbon with lemon juice and an orange peel and some syrup in there.
They do their house-made syrups.
Yeah.
They also have a
fresh squeezed lemon.
And they have their own little garden near the pub.
It was so awesome.
They also have like their famous drink, which is the horn dog. I love the horn dog. I don't know what's in it. I don't care. I know it's a little bit of spicy.
And you can get it horny, hornier, or horniest.
And I'm going to go on the ist side when I order it, because it is good. Yeah. They also made it into the Little Devil, which is the horn dog's version of a mimosa, or the mimosa version of the horn dog. I suggest you try that out.
Here's the thing. We could devote an entire episode to the Kellergeist, which we probably will, but here's the other thing. After you had your burger, go have a cocktail there, and then try our other craft cocktail places as well, and then you can pick your favorite there too.
Well, craft cocktails places, nice that you mentioned. Jolene, one of the owners of Kellergeist, she organized the Greatest Damn Mimosa Showdown, and she had a lot of our establishments compete for the best damn mimosa in Great Falls, and Kellergeist didn't win.
No.
N-Bar did. So a little funny N-bar. Thing, Kellergeist means ghost in the basement. N-Bar is Swedish for juniper. So you wouldn't know what these names meant otherwise. N-Bar won the Greatest Damn Mimosa Showdown with their take on mimosa, which I think it was Cloud 9. And it was pretty good. There is another, there are first craft cocktail lounge in Great Falls, right across the street from Dragonfly Dry Goods. Once again, near all the city mural art. Well, not all of it, but
some of it.
A concentration.
A good smattering.
Yes. If you don't like German beer, Kellergeist also has local beer on tap too. But a really good place to get local beer would be Mighty Mo Brewing Company, because
it's probably the localest, because they make it right there at the brewery and then serve it to you. They get their barley from the fields just north of town.
It's delicious. My number one beer there would be Damn Fog. I can't go wrong with that. Mm. It's comforting. And I like the name. I don't know if you guys have picked up on our love for the word damn, but there it is. I even ordered Damn Fog beer.
I don't really have a favorite. The Motorboat does have a soft spot in my heart.
A lot of things in this town have a soft spot in your heart. You're just in love with Great Falls.
That could be.
So why does Motorboat?
I got to help formulate how much of the apricot feel there is in the Motorboat drink.
So. That is so cool. Okay, I'm going to have to try Motorboat next time I'm there. I'm going to have Kayla Motorboat me. Darn it.
Nope. That's probably the correct way to say it. And the the big thing is, I think you'll love it because it has a damn fog base.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Another place you can find a lot of local beer and great food, not on Central anymore, but on First Avenue South, is the Celtic Cowboy.
The number one Irish pub in Montana.
It is. And for those of you that are a little bit more familiar with Montana, you might think that that title would reside somewhere in Butte, and it doesn't.
It is in Great Falls.
Great Falls.
The Celtic Cowboy has over 151 whiskeys on shelf and 31 beers on tap. 24 of those beers are rotated out regularly with Great Falls beer and Montana beer, and then from the region. They have six staples like Guinness. When you go there, not only can you have beer and whiskey, they have their own craft cocktails too, and their bartenders make up their own concoctions.
Oh, see, I am a recipe follower. I cannot get creative or it turns out awful. Like when I was growing up, I had a recipe for Kool-Aid because if I didn't, it tastes like flavored water.
There you go. They make the Black Stallion there, which is a coffee base and some other Montana liquor in there. I'll link it to our show notes. It's delicious. And they also have amazing Bloody Marys. And once again, they were a contender on the Greatest Damn Showdown that we had in May of this year. They didn't win, but they had a strong following, a lot of votes for their candidate.
Entry,
that's their the word. They also serve brunch there, and I might have a soft spot for their brunch because they let me have brunch there once, and I took photos of their food, and now the photos I took are on their website. And
oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, on their Facebook and their Instagram. I'm like, oh, I ate that and also took that picture. But we should say that another reason that Celtic Cowboy has a spot to both of our hearts is because the Greatest Damn Musician plays there often.
He does. Joel Korda.
Yes, that's the first time I heard Joel Korda was at the Celtic Cowboy.
His voice is so big. Well, obviously, you guys get to hear him at the intro to our podcast and at the end of our podcast. He's just an amazing singer, songwriter, and filmmaker.
Kristen was in one of his movies. I don't know if it made it to production yet, but Kristen, our former coworker, who we've mentioned four times.
She's going to have to start paying us royalties.
I know. She said she would be a guest on our podcast, and I'm not sure what she would talk about besides saying that she loves everyone in Great Falls, because I think just her heart is soft for Great Falls more than Rebecca.
So we can just have one episode where we tell everybody the things we love and our soft spots, and I love you.
And the Rivers Edge Trail will be mentioned on that episode. While we did an entire episode to it, we still have to mention that the Sip and Dip is the number one tiki bar in Montana.
Has the best tiki drink in Montana.
The Fishbowl.
It's going to make you quiz the audience, but that would be futile since they can't really respond in real time.
We would be waiting for a long time.
Email us your answers.
We're waiting. I don't know how you know we're asking this question because we're still recording. But if you like coffee drinks, but not with your alcohol, we do have the number one coffee shop in Montana, too.
And I think it was 3 or 4 years running.
Oh.
They are the best coffee shop in Montana.
And that is Crooked Tree Coffee.
Yes. And they make their own syrups there as well. So if you want a cinnamon ombre latte, their cinnamon ombre syrup is homemade.
They are two sisters, Lindsay and Leah.
Great people.
Mm-hmm.
Good baked goods there.
Yes, the macaroons.
Real good actual macaroons.
They taste like they're supposed to. And my daughter loves them because they'll do the unicorn. My daughter gets a sugar rush on it. So I'm a good mom when I buy her those. There is another good coffee shop that, once again, near and dear to our house, and that's Electric City Coffee. They are on Central Avenue. Delicious coffee there, too. We did a blog post about their fall drinks, so I'll link that here. And they gave us the Mexican mocha, a dirty chai latte, and then what Rebecca knows as life-changing.
The bullet.
I went and I picked up these drinks. We had one coworker pick out the Mexican mocha. I have a soft spot for dirty chai latte, so I took that one, leaving the coffee drink to Rebecca. Rebecca doesn't drink caffeine.
No, but here's the thing. I love Electric City Coffee. This no caffeine thing has been a recent development in my life. I used to drink coffee all the time, and I love coffee. The downside was this particular drink was not a decaf drink. It was full of caffeine, and I didn't sleep for 2 days.
But it did smell amazing. I wanted to put it in a candle scent. Oh. I think that people should jump off the PSL pumpkin spice latte train.
So you may not know this, but Electric City Coffee and Bistro does have a good pumpkin spice latte and pumpkin spice chai latte.
Because they make the sauce, again, in-house.
Yeah.
But personal opinion, what I think is better than their coffee are their pastries. They are out of this world. Their cookies, it's just silent over here. We're just wishing.
We're now dreaming about this food. And I will give a huge shout out to Chef Matt over there. He makes the koi namen, and I've practiced that word often. And it is the best little pastry I've ever eaten. And no, I can't say that because there's an almond pastry at El Banco that I really love as well.
We have favorites everywhere. El Banco has really, really good hot chocolate too. Just
regular, normal hot chocolate.
No extra spices. It is super good. And their atmosphere, once again, beautiful. In summer, their outdoor seating area.
Can't be beat.
None. No, can't.
It is awesome. What you'll find is everybody has their favorite drinks, no matter where you go. I can go to every coffee shop in town and have a different drink because of my favorites at each one. I did, for a period of time, become a little too connected to the bee sting at Electric City Coffee and Bistro, and Thad did have to say, I might have to start cutting you off. This is becoming a little bit more of an addiction than I think you've realized. But it is so good.
What's in the bee sting?
Honey and some milk and some coffee. And I get it iced. You can get it hot, but it is the best iced.
I'm going to have to try that because I remember you mentioning it before, saying the best afternoon pick-me-up is a bee sting at Electric City Coffee.
This is going to be a really fun episode that everyone are going to have to
try.
Focus right around noon so that they aren't starving in the morning or starving in the afternoon.
So when Rebecca was talking about favorites at each place, earlier in the year, we did a Would You Rather segment with Great Falls, Montana champions, and we asked them Would You Rather questions. One of the questions or follow-up question was, where's the best place to get breakfast in Great Falls? And there were two, but it was Tracy's, which is also on Central. They've served breakfast all day. And then there's Clark and Louie's.
Two really good options.
And I think they're both hearty.
Like they are.
Full, big plates, platters, if you will.
Massive. We went and had breakfast at Tracy's Diner when my niece was here. We were doing some back to school shopping. And we show up and she, good Montana girl, lives in the town of Five that I grew up in. And she's like, I want a chicken fried steak for breakfast. And they had it on the menu. And I said, that's great. I will tell you, the cinnamon roll pancake is to die for. And she hemmed and she hawed and she finally says, no, I'm doing the chicken fried steak. So she gets the chicken fried steak breakfast and I get the biscuits and gravy because they are phenomenal. And I said, you know, just bring us a cinnamon roll pancake to share. And I knew and a 12-year-old are not going to eat the amount of food that we just ordered, but special day, nice, fun experience. All the food comes. Her eyes are huge. She's like, oh my goodness. I said, shall I call Uncle Robert? Yeah. So Uncle Robert came down as the cleanup crew for us.
Don't you love it when the men do that?
It was so good.
That cinnamon roll pancake, it's dessert with your coffee. And Clark and Louie's, I go traditional there.
Donnie makes a good eggs Benedict. When Donnie's working, it's an experience that you won't have anywhere else. I did see a couple in there one time at breakfast, you know, and they're like, man, we really like crepes. And Donnie was talking to him and he's like, let me see if I can do something about that. Goes back to the kitchen, whips up some crepes and brings them out. And he's like, do you like these? Are these good? And I'm like, that doesn't happen anywhere else.
No, not at all. Like Donnie just being that kind of welcoming spirit and saying, I'll make you my crepes.
Let me see what I can come up with. I'm like, I would have, again, recipe follower, crawled under the table and said, you order what's on the menu. That's what I know how to make.
We have pancakes.
We had mentioned the Mighty Mo and their beer. They also serve a mean pizza.
Because we're Montana's pizza capital, aren't we?
Yeah. Back in 2015, MSN said, Montana, you need a pizza capital, and it is Great Falls. There is pizza all over this town, and we were even part of, oh my gosh, a couple of years ago, they had a huge pizza bracket championship in the state of Montana. Not something any one person is known for, really, but we have more pizza per capita than any other state or any other city in the state of Montana. They put up this big, like, Sweet 16 pizza bracket to see who would win in the state as the best pizza. I'm not going to tell you who won. It's okay, but it really doesn't compare to what pizza here is in Great Falls. And you can search yourself and find the answer.
I won't put it on the show notes. So while this was drink and food heavy, we do have other claims to fame that are outside of that arena.
We do. And we mentioned it, I think, in episode 0. We have North America's largest buffalo jump and National Historic Landmark at First People's Buffalo Jump, which is also part of our state park system. But to know that it has North America's claim to fame, a lot of people are very familiar with Head Smashed in Alberta. But ours is bigger and better.
So
sorry, Canada,
once again, if you're listening, email me podcast@visitgreatfalls.org. Love to hear that you're listening, and you can compare buffalo jumps if you want to. But Woody Harrelson mentioned ours
because ours is the biggest in North America. We also mentioned already in episode 0 and probably 1 and maybe even 2 that we have the world's shortest river, the Roe,
201 feet.
This is a fun one, and it's connected to an event that probably won't happen in all of its grandeur this year, but we become the Western art capital of the world for 1 week in March while we celebrate Charlie Russell's birthday.
And Charlie Russell's birthday is March 19th.
I never knew the actual date, so thank you for sharing that.
Of course, the year, I'm not sure. You know, it's in the 1800s. Charlie Russell, again, was a Western artist. He came from St. Louis, Missouri, came out to Great Falls to cowboy it up and draw his experiences. And he was not only an artist, but had humanitarian efforts, was very involved with the First Peoples here. He even spoke one of their dialects and did the First Peoples sign language.
Oh.
And you can take note of that in his painting, The Fireboat, where the First People are looking out over the river where there's a boat with a fire in it. And the chief, it looks like, is doing the symbol for fire.
Oh.
So we celebrate his birthday once a year, Western Art Week, where we have over 14 shows, about 800 artists, yep. Quick draws, dancing,
auctions, live music, and the variety of the art that is inspired by the West, not just paintings, but sculptures and furniture and
journals.
And it is an amazing experience. And you do need all 7 days, and you need to plan that correctly because you will get tired.
And you probably won't find a room if you don't come here or you don't plan.
You don't plan. Yeah, that's one of the times.
So we also have another event that kind of will tie up some hotel rooms, and that is the Montana State Fair. We host that every year at the last week of July, beginning of August timeframe.
Yes, we do. Usually like 5+ concerts that happen in Four Seasons Arena, live performances throughout park grounds themselves, the fair rides, the animals.
And while we did miss the entertainment this year because the state fair was canceled, one of the most things that people missed was the food.
We have a blog on this. I won't go into too much detail, but the Viking is probably my favorite food to get at the fair. And it can only be gotten at one time of year. And it's a locally made fried meatball on a stick. I don't know why they won't make it more often.
But we're demanding that it is made because we're craving it.
We also, here in Great Falls, are home to Montana's Pro Rodeo Circuit Finals. For the last 42 years, cowboys and cowgirls get the bragging rights in their sport by finishing off the year here in Great Falls in January.
I was out to eat January this year, and my husband and I are like, what is going on? once again, out of the loop, there's cowboys and cowgirls at the bar. And they all had fun. They're wearing their cowboy hats, their Western getup. It was awesome. And we want to experience that again.
Part of that other Western culture, just a little drive out of the base camp, is the biggest and oldest one-day PRCA rodeo in Montana happens in Augusta, the American Legion Rodeo. One day.
I haven't been to that one either, but the drive out to Augusta, scenic drive.
Beautiful. We are also home to Montana's Veterans Memorial. Really beautiful park-like setting next to Centene Stadium, overlooking the beautiful Missouri River. You can't get away from it here in Great Falls.
It's there.
It's everywhere.
It's lurking.
It has statues and usually houses our Veterans Day
ceremony. We have the only 3-in-1 flow rider
here in Great Falls at the Electric City Water
Park, which is counts as one of our 57 or city
parks. It has something for everyone there. They've got the standard pool with the slides. They got the little kiddie splash area where only little tykes are allowed to go. They got the flow rider. And then they also have the lazy river.
Lazy river is where I'm going.
They have a little concession snacks area as well as lounge chairs for those that don't even want to sit in the water.
But I also want to see some of the other city parks because we have, another large park. What's that one called?
Gimson? Is that the one you're referring to?
I'm talking about the skate park.
Yes.
The Riverside Skate Park is one of the largest ones in the Northwest. It's on the River's Edge Trail.
In that episode, we will not be airing publicly on the River's Edge Trail. We talk a little bit about that as well, but that is true. One of the top 5 skate parks in the Pacific Northwest is Riverside Rail Yard Park. And the skaters really own its beautiful location. Nice big stuff. I know zero about skating. About 15 years ago, I got on my godson's skateboard because I thought I could skate. And he told me, no, that's not a good plan at all. You should stay off of it. So I did. Heed his advice at a ripe young age of, I think he was 8 at the time.
I don't skateboard. I can rollerblade. Can't really stop, though, but I can get going.
Get started.
Yeah.
Another fun claim to fame that we have here in Great Falls is going to probably be the most random that I'll ever make. And if you press me on any additional pieces of information, I will not be able to answer them for you. So just be prepared for that.
Okay.
Great Falls is home to Montana's oldest reinforced concrete open spandrel multi-arch bridge.
Wow. The criteria to meet that, or the qualifiers they added.
I'm not quite sure how many of them there are in the world, but we've got Montana's, or even in Montana, how many there are there, but we've got Montana's oldest.
Another bridge that gives us the claim to fame is the Hardy Bridge, and that was used as a shootout scene in the 1987's Outlanders. It acted as a bridge from the U.S. to Canada, but in reality, it's just one side of the Missouri to the other. But they decided to film that here in Montana near Great Falls. It's on our scenic drives near Tower Rock State Park.
Yep.
And that bridge is beautiful. A lot of people float near it, fishing. It's just gorgeous. I love the sunset over there because of the mountains.
I was just going to say that.
I love it. You get the split light on the mountain and it's just so dramatic. The water is clean.
When you're thinking, oh, Montana, I want to do a bunch of driving around Montana, that is really a not miss scenic drive. So stop in here at the office anytime. We here hanging out in the base camp, we'll mark up a state highway map for you, show you how to make that round trip scenic drive and all the stops along the way. And then what you can do when you get here, when you leave, when you come back.
We also have another guide that we're offering to our in-market guests. It's called The Art Along the Trail. So if you go to our website, visit greatfallsmontana.org, go to Savings and Passes,
and the Art Along the Trail Pass is the guide to all of the environmental pieces along the River's Edge Trail.
So I want to know who else in the U.S. has a trail system like ours and has art on it like ours and a pass that will guide you along. And if you check in, you can be rewarded with prizes.
If we take a page out of the people who claimed the Montana's oldest reinforced concrete open spandrel multi-arc bridge, we could could come up with our world's only place for 26 works of art along a 27 works of art along a 53-mile trail on the Missouri River.
That's it. Number one, right That's here. You. So thanks for listening to this claim to fame episode about Great Falls, Montana.
One more before we go.
Oh.
We were talking about those beautiful scenic drives where the Hardy Creek Bridge is. We are also the base camp to Montana's first ski hill, which is part of an absolutely gorgeous scenic drive on Kings Hill Scenic Byway. Showdown, Montana, the first and the best, just outside of Great Falls in the Little Belt Mountains.
And it opens December 11th, 2020. Season passes now available. And they're also having a food drive in December. So if you donate 15 cans, they are going to discount your lift ticket. Good people there. So again, thanks for listening to this episode of War No Damn Experts.
We've had many claims of fame, but none of them as good as we are number 22 in Montana for our podcasts. Thank you all. Thanks for tuning in. This has been a great joy. We can't wait for your emails to tell us you're up in Canada and listening. Tune in next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, and we hope you enjoy this episode. Tell your friends and family about us.
We Are No Damn Experts is the recorded claims from Great Falls, Montana, covering what you need to know about this amazing damn town. Damn, that felt good.
On the next episode of We're No Damn Experts, we bring in an expert to talk about the First Avenue Underpass, which is the greatest of Great Falls' number one mural.
We're No Damn Experts was produced by Great Falls Montana Tourism with original music by the best damn musician, Joel Korda.